Trevor Tier, EVOR, Houston, KUSTON, dictating for Dr. Mihir Elder. Date of service is January 25th, 2013. Patient name is Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Date of birth is May 31st, 1955. Primary care physician is Dr. Lou, L-O-U, Walte Cooler, W-L-W-U, L-T-A-E-K-U-H-L-E-R. Located at 6550 West Warren, Detroit, Michigan, 4820. Phone number is 313-897-7700. Fax number is 313-897-5991. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit, new consult period. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, with the pleasure of seeing Ms. Smith, with a past medical history significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and diabetes mellitus type 2, period. Patient came into our clinic today as a new consult period. Next paragraph, on today's visit, the patient states that she has been having chronic chest pain. Period. She says that the chest pain is slightly to the left of her sternum and is worsened by leaning forward and other positional changes. Period. She states that it gets better with rest. It also improves with nitroglycerin. Period. The patient states that she recently went to her primary care physician last week and was recommended to see Dr. Elder at a cardiology clinic appointment. Period. The primary care physician, Dr. Lou Woltekler, recommended that she go to a cardiology clinic appointment for a cardiac catheterization, period. The patient last had a cardiac catheterization back in 2001 in Sinai Grace, where she believes that the catheterization report showed that there were no blockages, period. The patient states that she did have chest pain years ago, however, the pain used to be at rest, and when she started taking her medications, she states that the pain went from being at rest to being with exertion, period. Patient denies any shortness of breath, edema, claudication, headaches, presyncope or syncope episodes, palpitations, diaphoresis, headaches, disease with history of standing of the numbness or tingling, or anything else cardiac related, period. States that she is compliant with her medications, period. The patient states that her primary care physician believed that she had coronary artery disease and that this would be why she would need a cardiac catheterization, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, 1, hypertension, 2, hyperlipidemia, 3, diabetes mellitus type 2. Next paragraph, surgical history, cardiac catheterization in 2001, done at Sinai Grace, 2, tubal ligation. Next paragraph, social history. Patient denies tobacco use or illicit drug use, period. Patient does state that she uses alcohol socially, period. The patient states that she exercises regularly every day, period. Next paragraph, family history, CHF and the mother. Hypertension and with the brothers, sisters, and the mother. Diabetes mellitus in the mother. Hypolipidemia in the mother. Diabetes mellitus also in the brothers and sisters. Next paragraph, review systems, all other systems otherwise negative per HPI. Next paragraph, allergies, morphine, 1, morphine causes a patient to itch, 2, Vicodin causes a patient to have nausea and vomiting, period. Next paragraph, current medications, 1, glucophage, 500 milligrams twice daily, 2, Norvasc, 10 milligrams once daily, 3, lisinopril, 20 milligrams once daily, 4, atenolol, 25 milligrams once daily, 5, aspirin, 325 milligrams once daily, 6, hydralazine, 50 milligrams 3 times daily, 7, Imdur, 30 milligrams once daily, 8, Zocor, 20 milligrams once daily, 9, nitroglycerin, 0.4 milligrams as needed. Next paragraph, physical exam. On today's visit, the blood pressure is 136 over 96, and the patient does state that she took her medications. Pulse is 66, weight is 223, height is 5'10", BMI is 32. For the rest of the physical exam, please copy and paste the normal physical exam template along with the extended cardiology clinic physical exam template. Thank you. Next paragraph. Diagnostic investigations, EKG done today, January 25th, 2013. Ventricular rate is 66 beats per minute. The patient has a normal sinus rhythm. Otherwise, normal EKG with possible artifact, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. One. Assessment plan, one, chest pain, most likely atypical and secondary to musculoskeletal pain, as the patient states that the pain is worse with exertion and leaning forward. However, it relieves with rest and nitroglycerin, period. The pain is only described as mild to moderate, and it occurs multiple times a day, stated by the patient as 8 to 10 times a day, period. The last cardiac catheterization done in 2001 at Sinai Grace showed that there were no blockages. However, we are still trying to get the report, and we will reevaluate the patient in 1 month time to see if there was anything else that was found on the cardiac catheterization report, period. States that she does feel better after taking her medications. However, she states that it takes a few days before the pain is relieved by the medications, and usually if chest pain was cardiac in origin or true angina and not atypical angina, the pain would resolve immediately upon taking medications such as Imdur, period. The patient continue her current medication regime, follow up with the primary care physician, and follow up with us in 1 month to go over a cardiac catheterization report, period. Furthermore, the EKG was within normal limits and not suggestive of any cardiac origin of her chest pain, period. Next number, hypertension. Patient has a long-standing history of high blood pressure. Her blood pressure today was 136 over 96, suggesting that she is still over a target goal of 140 over 90 regarding her diastolic blood pressure, period. Patient is compliant, states that she is compliant with her medications, as she's still on her Norvasc 10 milligrams, Lisinopril 20 milligrams, Atenolol 25 milligrams, and Hydralazine 50 milligrams, along with Imdur 30 milligrams that she takes. Period. The patient will follow up with her primary care physician in this manner, and we recommend that she continue to exercise daily as she has been doing and continue to follow a low-fat, low-salt diet, period. The patient will follow up with us in 1 month regarding this matter as well, period. Next number, hypolipidemia. The patient states that she is taking her Zocor 20 milligrams daily. She also is being followed up with by her primary care physician in this matter and will follow up with us in 1 month, period. The patient is to continue to adhere to strict exercise and a low-fat, low-salt diet in an LDL goal less than 100 milligrams per deciliter, given that she has high cholesterol and diabetes mellitus type 2. Period. Next number, diabetes mellitus type 2. The patient is currently on glucophage 500 milligrams, which she takes, states that she takes daily. And the patient is to adhere to a strict glycemic control diet as well as continue to exercise. And period, she will follow up with us in 1 month and follow up with a primary care physician regarding this matter. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Joanne Smith, period. Our phone number is provided to her to call with any questions or concerns, period. We'll see Ms. Joanne Smith back in 1 month time, period. Meanwhile, she is instructed to continue to see her primary care physician, period. Next paragraph, thank you very much. Sincerely, Trevor, T-R-E-V-O-R, Houston, K-U-S-T-O-N, dictating for Dr. Mihir Elder, period. This is the end of the dictation. Thank you.